This is Ozarks at Large. Pastor Clint Schneckloth is back with us for another winter book recommendation, and his latest choice is a biography that covers mathematics, philosophy, and the search for making sense of the universe. I know, pretty heady stuff for a Monday. Pastor Clint Schneckloth, who is the lead pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville, says The Wild Chronicles on Math and the Pursuit of the Unknown by Karen Olson is a book about two historical figures who may have been geniuses, but also may have been unknown to you, siblings Andre and Simone Weil.
So Simone Weil was this very unusual woman. The author, Karen Olson, is more honest than some authors about Weil in saying that maybe a lot of people would consider her to be insane. Mm-hmm. Like, she had some of those attributes. So from a very young age, Simone Weil was fascinated by suffering and pain, and would often throw herself into contexts intentionally in order to suffer together with others.
Okay.
So even though she wasn't very strong and she was small and kind of sickly, she wanted to go work with workers. Like, she tried to work in the mines. And then during the Spanish Civil War, there were other European intellectuals and U.S. intellectuals who all kind of went and got involved in that mm-hmm. one as well.
Right.
She went to fight in that war, not because she didn't believe in war, but she figured if the war was happening, she should know what that was like to participate in it. But she was nearsighted and clumsy. So she was constantly freaking people out around her because she would pick up guns and be waving them around.
Oh, my goodness.
She got onto an artillery thing to try to fire it up at planes that were in the sky, but she wasn't good at it. And eventually she was so clumsy, she actually accidentally stepped in a cooking pot of oil at one point and then burned herself bad enough that she had to come home.
Oh my goodness.
So that all sounds odd.
Yes.
But it was all in solidarity with the working class. And
to understand.
To try to understand.
Empathize. Sympathize. Right.
Yes, exactly. And then in the meantime, she wrote all of these fascinating works. You can read collections of her aphorisms. She was this incredible mystic and philosopher. She also wrote some academic stuff. One of her most famous early things was The Poem of Power, which is about the Odyssey mm-hmm. and the Iliad, and analyzing power in those Greek texts. And she was a genius. So she was her idea of free time activity was to study ancient Babylonian languages and Greek, and became fluent in those, and was of course fluent in a multiple of the European languages.
Right.
Okay, that's Simone.
All right, so there's her background.
Okay, then her brother, Andre, was also a genius, except his whole thing was mathematics.
Okay.
And Andre was an absolute genius in mathematics. He moved a number of things forward in abstract mathematics that people are still wrestling with today. He would debate a lot of math with his sister, even though that wasn't her main focus. And then at a certain point, and this is true of basically all mathematicians, at a certain point, mathematicians get so good in their realm of abstract mathematics that the rest of us can't even talk to them about it.
Exactly.
And then she would start to challenge him of what good is all this stuff that you're doing if everybody else can't even
if you're in your own club,
understand it at all.
Right.
But from his perspective, something he would go back. So she would constantly they had this fascinating constant correspondence back and forth between the two of them, because at one point during the war, Andre was arrested in another country.
This is World War II or the Spanish Civil War?
This is the Second World War. He was arrested and suspected of espionage, whereas what he was actually sending back and forth was just abstract mathematical conversation between him and another mathematician. Mm-hmm. But since the powers couldn't make sense of what it was, they thought it was
they
like
figured it had
it
to
was
be
a
some,
code
yeah.
or something like that. And so he was arrested and jailed. And so they had a long correspondence while he was in jail. And at first, jail was hard for him. But then eventually, he was in jail long enough, he realized it was the perfect context to continue his work in abstract mathematics. Goodness. And so he just was doing all this work while
not being bothered.
Incarcerated, not being bothered by any outside, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. And he had this group, the Bourbaki group, that was all a bunch of genius mathematicians. And they were trying to put together basically kind of like this encyclopedia of math. Like, it took them one volume to define the number one.
I mean, I chuckle, but I get that. I mean, I get that that could be a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beyond me, but I understand.
Same for me.
Right.
I don't get it.
But
I mean,
if you start thinking philosophically, what is
just
one?
How do you know that there's
yes.
a one?
Right.
And then you have to use all kinds of like formulas and whatever that back you up to get to that point. And there's a difference between like a conjecture and then the actual theorem
exactly.
that proves the conjecture and all that kind of thing. So, well, Karen Olson is a novelist and writer who started out in math, but she got to a certain point and realized this is not going to work out, and she like bailed on it, but she's always then in her life felt some identification with those who kind of are wish they could go further,
mm-hmm.
but also realized that's not going to happen. And so what she writes here in this book is this incredibly winsome. I mean, this is one of those where once I started reading it, I just read it like straight through because it was so good. Is she floats between stuff about Andre, stuff about Simone and her strange life, and then stuff about Karen and Karen's wrestling with, so like now she's in midlife,
mm-hmm.
she's a parent, she's a novelist, and she still wants to try to do the math thing again. So she finds this old like YouTube video from 2006 of this Harvard professor who's teaching advanced algebra, and she tries to watch all the way through. So she's telling the story of the experience of trying to get her brain around that. And she gets like 3/4 of the way in, and she's like, why am I doing this? I need to cook dinner. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like,
mm-hmm.
And you just get a great picture of these two geniuses and their lives. At a certain point, so Andre lives a long time. He has the vial conjecture,
the vial, yeah.
which is, I don't understand what it is other than it's a conjecture about that geometry, no, algebra and topography. Somehow there's like a wormhole that helps you connect them so that they're the same thing. And then people after that did the proofs to show that mm-hmm. he was right about that. And that's about as best I can do in terms of describing it.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the desire to want to go beyond and understand more, but I also understand that there's a price paid for that, right? Most of the figures we know about who did know far more, most of them had some rough patches.
That's right. And what both of them share in common is this pursuit of the unknown. For him, it was the mysticism of math.
Mm-hmm.
For Simone, it was the mysticism of, like, pain and life. And so then she had these mystical Christian experiences in some cathedrals. They're both Jewish. This was part of the story too, is that they had to flee France. They came to the United States. Then Simone didn't feel comfortable being so safe, so she went back to the UK.
Interesting.
And then she died young. She was living on that what she thought were the rations of French children during the Second World War. So she essentially starved.
Right.
But she wrote these like mystical Christian experiences that have been super powerful. And then all the, yeah, if you ever, she's influenced so many late 20th century thinkers.
Sounds like if we don't know her, this might be a good way to get introduced.
Yes.
Pastor Clint Schneckloth is the lead pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville and recommends books for us throughout the year. Today's choice, part of his winter list, is The Wild Chronicles on Math and the Pursuit of the Unknown by Karen Olson. This is Ozarks at Large.